yes, the moment we have all been waiting for. Ooh, 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 ooh. NFL schedule officially released. Taking your calls, 1-800-636-1067. How do you see it going? What will be the record of the 2026 Washington Commanders? Let's get into it. Let's waste no more time. Game by game predictions. Let's do it. I want to start with the first 4 weeks. We're looking at this in quads. Like I said, the first 4 weeks, here are my big takeaways. You start the season on the road against Philadelphia, 4:25 kick from the link on Sunday. Big one to start the game. The team you last played, first team you play this year. But this time, there will be Jalen Hurts. This time, there will be Saquon Barkley. There will be, presumably, A.J. Brown, if a trade doesn't happen. But that Eagles game, man, is going to be tough. The one area in which I think you got a little bit of a leg up on Philly is they don't really know what to expect from you on the offensive side of the football because of your new coordinator, David Blau. Same can be said for them, though. They've got a new offensive coordinator. Talking about Sean Mannion. So week one is going to be interesting. If I'm being real, right, I look at week one as kind of a toss-up here. You play Philadelphia twice within the first 8 weeks of the season. You're not going to beat them both times. Let's just be real about it, right? You're not going to beat them both times. That matchup in week one, man, when you look at the overall schedule, it's not about really how you finish. It's about how you start. And I'll be honest, that's a horrible week one draw. Like, if we're keeping it 8 more than 92, if we're being real and telling it to you how it T.I. is for the Commanders, that's an awful week one draw. Philadelphia is an awful week one draw, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm not going to sit here and try and sugarcoat and pretend like it's a good draw for Washington, because it's not. They're probably going to lose week one against Philadelphia. But there we go. I'm chalking it up as a loss, right? Let's do it here. I'm going to pull up my Google Doc, and we're going to get official here. I am predicting a week one loss on the road against Philadelphia. So I have Washington 0-1 before they hit the road again in week two to take on the Dallas Cowboys in Jerry World. 4:25 kickoff, September the 20th in Jerry World. I also think the Washington Commanders are going to lose that football game. I have them starting 0-2. Why do I have them losing week two against Dallas? I think Dallas is a group that's going to get better as the season gets it progresses, and I think a lot of the teams in our division will do that. I just think when you're installing a new defensive scheme, going up against arguably the most prolific passing attack from the season prior in week two is going to be tough sledding. So I like Dallas in week two against Washington. Think about it this way. And I was just talking on the horn to one of my best friends. He's giving me crap about it. My Eagles fan that I consistently reference here on the program. I don't like our chances in week one against the Dirty Birds. I just don't. I think it's going to be tough. I expect Philadelphia to have a chip on their shoulder, as Washington should have a chip on their shoulder as well. Going to Dallas after facing Philadelphia is tough. And think about this. When's the last time we started with 2 4:25 kickoffs to start the year for the Commanders? So that's different. It's cute, fun, unique. But I got them 0-2. I think the defense is going to take some time to get acclimated and adjusted. I don't think they're going to hit the ground running defensively. Maybe they do, maybe they don't. Week number three, you're at home for the first time since you played the Dallas Cowboys on Christmas Day. Special, special occasion. Northwest Stadium should be bumping and jumping with all the excitement. But if you're 0-2, I wonder how much excitement there is. They take on the Seattle Seahawks, the defending Super Bowl champions, a team that broke their foot off in your ass last year, if we're being frank about it. I have them beating the defending champion Super Bowl, the defending champion Seahawks in week number 3. I have them winning against Seattle. Can I give you all some score predictions here too? Week 1 against Philadelphia. Let's give you a score prediction since I'm kind of going out of order here. Week 1 against Philadelphia, I have them at 0-1. I can see Washington losing that game 27-20. I think it's close, but I think they ultimately lose week 1 27-20 at the hands of the Philadelphia Eagles. In week 2 against Dallas, I think it's another very close game that you come up short in. I think you lose to Dallas 34-26. Week number 3 against the Seattle Seahawks, like I said, if you're looking at this schedule, right, and it's going to be, people are going to say it's daunting because of the divisions that we play, NFC West, AFC South, two divisions that fared well for themselves last year. I look at this schedule based off of what quarterbacks you play. And if you're being frank, in the first 6 weeks, you only play one real quarterback, and that's Dakota Rain Prescott. So that's what Washington has going for him. You must leave the first 6 weeks 500 in order to get to 10-11 wins. Week 3, I got you beating the Seattle Seahawks for your first win of the season. And I think you win it ugly, 23-16. I see 3 one-possession games to start the year for Washington. Because I expect this group to be competitive. I do. Then, week number 4, wee-wee. I guess I can't say wee-wee. They're not going to France. They're just going to London. So I guess I should use a terrible British accent to talk about the game that they're going to play in. Coming up across the pond against the Indianapolis Colts, led by Jonathan Taylor. That's more of Australian. You pick up what I'm putting down. I have them beating the Colts, though, across the pond. They went and handled their business last year across the pond against Miami. I think they do it again. I think Washington is 2-2 going into their Week 5 matchup at home against John Harbaugh and the New York Giants. They went across the pond in a game in which the defense has its coming out party. I think Washington wins across the pond 26-17 against the Indianapolis Colts. So they are 2-2 going into week 5 against the New York Giants. We'll take your calls, 1-800-636-1067. I'm going to break this schedule down 4 games apiece. We just gave you the first 4. I have them at 2-2. Entering week 5 against the Giants. I have a week 1 loss, 27-20 against the Eagles. I have a week 2 loss, 34-16 against the Cowboys. I have a week 3 victory, 23-16 over the Indianapolis Colts. Then I have a week 3 victory, 23-16 over the Seahawks. I have a week 4 victory. I have a week 4 victory, 26-17. Over the Indianapolis Colts across the pond. So Washington opens at Philly, 4:25 p.m. Eastern time. Then they travel to Dallas. Then they host the Seattle Seahawks. And then they travel across the pond to take on the Indianapolis Colts in week number 1. 1-800-636-1067. What do you make of the first month of the schedule here? For the Washington Commanders, 1-800-636-1067. I am still at the point where I'm nervous about the whole thing. Everything makes me nervous with this schedule. It is not fun to do this schedule exercise. It's not. it's just not. If I'm being Frank Reich, the offensive coordinator of the New York Jets, no, that's not what I'm talking about. But I have Washington coming out of that first month of the season 4-4 before they take on the New York football Giants coming up in week number 5. Here's the thing about that game against the Giants. Pass rush, people. Woof! I can't wait to get into it. I want to take a couple calls, though. 1-800-636-1067. The Commanders' official schedule is out. Burgundy and gold starting the season. On the road against Philadelphia, 4:25 kickoff. I have them losing that game 27-20. They then travel to Jerry World, week number 2 against Dallas. I have them losing that game as well, 34-26. They then come home for their home opener, week three against the Seattle Seahawks, the defending champs. I got them winning that game 23-16. They then go across the pond in week four to take on the Colts. I think they get to 500 with that win, picking up a W 26-17. How you feeling through the first month of the NFL regular season? 1-800-636-1067. The big outlier takeaway I have, not outlier, the big takeaway I have from the schedule, just looking at it as a whole, look at the quarterbacks that you play. Dak Prescott twice, Brock Purdy, blech. You got Stafford, you play Burrow. Outside of that, Washington realistically only plays four good quarterbacks this year. That makes me feel good about the schedule. You think I'm scared of Sam Darnold? Hell no. You think I'm scared of Daniel Jones? Kiss my ass. You think I'm scared of Brock Purdy, the Brockulator, Mr. Irrelevant? Come on, I'm not. You think I'm afraid of the $150 million baby Birkin, Jalen Hurts? I compare him to a baby Birkin, a Bottega bag. He's nothing but an accessory, a carry-on. I do get scared of Matt Stafford. I do get scared of Joe Burrow. But you think I'm scared of Jackson Dart? Evil Knievel with his sprayed-on four-pack? No, I'm not. You think I'm scared of Jacoby Brissett in week 12? You think I'm scared of Cam Ward? You think I'm scared of C.J. Stroud? The Southpaw tandem in Atlanta? Penix and Tua? Hell no. You think I'm scared of the $150 million man baby, Kyler Murray? Of course not. So if you're looking at the schedule through the lens of the quarterbacks that Washington has to play, maybe you shouldn't feel so bad about it. Mo is in D.C. wanting to check in. What's going on, Mo?
No, Big L, I love you. I really do, bro. But what are we talking about here? So in the past couple of years, the Commanders have had the propensity to beat what team when people thought they would never beat the team? Do you know the name of the team?
No. Who's the team?
The Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah. Philly's always going to worry me. They got me. They like Debo and Friday, brother. They didn't earn their stripes with me.
So I think it's a toss up. I think Philly is a good squad. I'm not going to downplay them, but I think they got worse this year. I'm not going to lie to you. I think the turmoil in Big B with the Pickens contractors every year. I don't even know they're going to be focused on football in week two. The Seahawks are a wagon, bro. I don't know why you would think that we would beat the Seahawks because you're not afraid of Sam.
I don't believe in the quarterback. I don't believe in the quarterback. I don't.
Do you believe in the squad, though, bro? And Jackson Smith and Jigba?
That's tough. I'll give you that. But they lost Josh Jobe. They lost Kobe Bryant. They lost Boye Mafe. Like, this isn't the same group coming back. They lost Kenneth Walker. And this ain't the same group coming back now. And you really trust Sam Darnold to play two consecutive years of high-quality football? He hadn't done it to this point in his career. He hasn't.
He played high-quality in Minnesota.
He turned into a pumpkin. He turned into a pumpkin when it mattered, though, Mo.
Oh, you're right. Let me tell you this, because I know it's other calls. I enjoyed your show last night about AAU basketball.
Hey, Matt. For sure. Because you know it, Mo. Hey, brother, they was trying to gang up on me last night, man.
Man,
D&D
and the guy, I don't know his name, like the man from Atlanta said, that guy, I agree with the guy. Hey, have a good one,
hey,
bro.
I appreciate you tapping in, man. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Let's do this. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, I've given you my prediction for the first month of the season for Washington. I'll take your calls on that as well. 1-800-636-1067. When we come back, the next 4 weeks of the Commanders season. I'll bring it to you next on The Fan. .636-1067 is the number here on The Fan. Youngest and Charles and O. Willingham are rocking out with you as we take you up to 10 o'clock. NFL schedule release officially is here, baby. The Washington Commanders' entire 17-game slate for the 2026 season is here. If you're just now joining us, we're going to break down the schedule in quadrants and how I like to do my predictions when it comes to the NFL regular season. I give you predictions in several different installments. The first installment you get tonight, I'll give you an official record prediction. We're doing it right now with one another in real time. Then, coming up in 2 weeks, we'll see voluntary OTAs for the Washington Commanders. At that point, after I get to see them on the grass for the first time together, I'll give you another prediction. Excuse me. after mandatory minicamp wraps up in the middle of June, I'll give you my second prediction. And then when the team wraps up training camp in August, I'll give you my final prediction for the 2026 Washington Commanders. Right now, though, first month of the season, if you're just now joining us, if you've been under a rock, if you're just picking up dinner for baby girl, if you're just picking up your kids from aftercare practice, welcome. The schedule is out. The first month is as follows. You open up the season on the road, 4:25 p.m. kickoff in the division against the team that you wrapped up 2025 against, the Philadelphia Eagles. What will Philly look like in that week one matchup? More importantly, will A.J. Brown be in the fold? I have differed from everyone else when it comes to this. I firmly believe that A.J. Brown will be a member of the Eagles this year. I know what all your favorite pundits have thought. I know what Miss Diana Russini was reporting. I know what Mike Vrabel wants. But I'm telling you, I think Philadelphia holds on to him. I don't think their asking price will ultimately be met. I have Washington losing in Philadelphia 27-20 to start the year. I think it'll be a game in which the offense kind of struggles to get going because it's week one and you're installing a brand new system going up against an established veteran defense led by Vic Fangio. Week two, keeping it in the division. A trip to Jerry World, another 4:25 p.m. kickoff, Sunday, September the 20th, on the road against Dallas. I also have us losing that football game, 34-26. I think our defense is going to struggle to get going out the gate. Dallas is a Super Bowl contending offense. I think they lose in a shootout, 34-26 in week two. I also think week two is the coming out party for this Commanders offense. I expect them to walk it up and down the field against Dallas. I expect the Cowboys to win on the final possession of the football game. That means that the Commanders would be 0-2 heading into a slobber knocker week three matchup against the defending world champion Seattle Seahawks. It's the home opener. It's also where I have the Commanders getting their first W of the season, 23-16 over the Seahawks. Here's why I have it going that way. I don't buy Sam Darnold playing well for two consecutive seasons. I don't believe in him. Didn't look particularly good in the Super Bowl. Maybe by week three, Washington's defense has got their sea legs under him, so to speak. Offensively, it's going to be tough, but that defense got worse. They lost Kobe Bryant. They lost Tariq Woolen. So, like that group, they lost Boye Mafe. They're going to take a step back defensively. I have them winning 23-16. Wrapping up the first month of the season, I have them doing it with a W on, or at home rather, in London across the pond, 9:30 a.m. kickoff on NFL Network against the Indianapolis Colts. I have them winning that game 26-17. Here's my thing. In the first month of the season, you don't play a real quarterback outside of Dak Prescott. Jalen Hurts isn't a real quarterback. Sam Darnold's not a real quarterback. Daniel Jones is not a real quarterback. Week number five, what do you get? Another spray-tanned former SEC great cosplaying a real NFL quarterback. You get Evel Knievel in week five. You host the New York Giants, 1 p.m. kickoff. I have Washington getting over 500 for the first time this year. Took them till October, but they'll do it. They win 30-20 at home in week five against the New York Giants. Week number six, on the road, Monday Night Football in the Bay against the Broculator, Mike Evans and company. Ooh, it's going to be a tough one. I have Washington losing that one 27-24 on a walk-off field goal. So I think it's close. I think Washington battles, right? But I think they ultimately come up short against this, not a Seahawks team, a 49ers team that I'm pretty bullish on going into the 2026 season based off of what they did this offseason. So it's tough. It's tough. I have them losing that game. So that would have Washington at 3-3 through their first 6 weeks, and their bye is in week seven. So this is, to me, honestly, like low-key a best-case scenario for the Commanders. For you to go into the week seven bye with a record of 3-3, I don't think it's nothing to sneeze at. I don't. The more and more I look at the schedule and I'm becoming more familiar with it, I go back to the statement I made about quarterback. In the first 6 weeks of the season, they play one quarterback that genuinely strikes fear in me. That is Dakota Rain Prescott for the Cowboys. Outside of that, not worried about Brock Purdy, not worried about Jackson Dart, not worried about Daniel Jones, not worried about Sam Darnold. I'm just not. So they got a week 7 bye. And then in week number 8, guess who you get to see again? At home this time, on Sunday Night Football, you get the Philadelphia Eagles. November 1st, week 8, against Philly. I think Washington ultimately loses that football game. So I have them getting swept by the Philadelphia Eagles, falling to 3-4 on the year. I think they lose the second time around to Philly in similar fashion, but I think the defense plays much better. I think they lose 23-20 in week number 8 at home against the Philadelphia Eagles. I have them losing 23-20 against Philly. The very next week, you're at home again against Matthew Stafford and the LA Rams. You're home against Stafford and the Rams. And this one's tough for me because we all know it. The Rams are the real deal. The Rams are the real damn deal. So much so that I have Washington losing that game as well. Falling to 3-5 on the year. I think they lose at home to the LA Rams by a score of 30-20. I think they lose 30-20 at home against the LA Rams. It's going to be a tough one, man. This schedule ain't for the weak at heart, right? This is what happens every 4 years. You get to take on another badass division. So I got them losing in week 9 at home against the LA Rams, 30-20. So if we're keeping count here, I have Washington starting off 3-5 through their first 8 weeks of the season. We broke down the first 4 games, Philly, Dallas, Seattle, Indianapolis. I got a loss at Philly, a loss at Dallas, a W at home against Seattle, 23-16, and then a W across the pond in London against the Colts, 26-17. The second quadrant of games, I have them winning at home in week 5 against the Giants, getting a 3-2 with a 30-20 victory. I have them losing on Monday Night Football, 24-27 in week 6 against the San Francisco 49ers, falling to 3-3. They come out of the bye, and they lose to Philly, and they lose to the Rams. They lose to Philly at home, 23-20 in week 8. They lose at home to the Rams, 30-20 in week 9 against Matthew Stafford and company. The next quadrant of games is going to be very interesting because it's going to determine what Washington's looking like as we get geared up for the postseason. Kevin Sheehan going to join us coming up top of the 9 o'clock hour. We want your calls. The Commander's schedule officially out. Give me a record prediction and expectations at 1-800-636-1067. More of your calls next. This is like working out perfectly in real time. I just finished the latest quadrant of games that we're previewing here for the 2026 Washington Commanders. The schedule officially out. We know the opponents. We know the dates. We know the times. Washington 4 primetime games throughout the course of this year. They are at San Francisco on Monday Night Football in week 6. They are home for Philadelphia on Sunday Night Football in week number 8. They are at the New York Giants on Thursday Night Football in week 12. In week 10. And then in week 11, they are on Monday Night Football against the Cincinnati Bengals. So 4 primetime games as the resident Scorpio in the house. Thursday, November the 12th at the Giants. I'm November the 14th. I guess I may trek my way up to East Rutherford for that one, man. I'm excited. Or maybe I do some back-end work and end up at the Bengals game. Who knows? Bottom line is, this schedule for the Washington Commanders is fascinating. If you're just now joining us, I think the lens that I'm looking at this schedule through is, well, what quarterbacks do we play? You play Jalen Hurts, Dak Prescott, Sam Darnold, Daniel Jones, Jackson Dart, Brock Purdy, Matthew Stafford, Joe Burrow, Jacoby Brissett, Cam Ward, CJ Stroud, a whole bunch of mid, if I'm being honest. Like that, if there's one thing that makes me feel really, really strong about Washington's schedule, is I think that their quarterback schedule this year relative to last year is way, way easier. Last year, you had to take on Jordan Love. You had to take on Justin Herbert, Caleb Williams, Pat Mahomes, Dak, Sam Darnold? Yeah, I know. Jared Goff, Bo Nix. Much more difficult quarterback schedule last year is what I would say relative to the quarterback schedule this year. But as we sit here through the first two quadrants of games, I have Washington at 3-5. I have Washington at 3-5 coming out of their game against the Rams. I think they lose week 9 at home against the Rams, 30-20. Their very next game, Thursday Night Football, at the New York Giants. I have them winning that game, getting a 4-5. I have them winning 24-21. I think they sweep the Giants throughout the course of this year. They're our little brothers. I don't believe in Jackson Dart. Malik Nabers and his availability, I think, is a huge question for New York moving forward. It feels like the Giants are everyone's belle of the ball when it comes to the offseason and how things have gone, but I'm still not buying it. Week number 11, we get a winning streak for the Washington Commanders. Week 11, at home, hosting the Bengals, coming off of a mini bye after playing the Giants on Thursday. They host the Bengals. I think they win that game 33-26, and they get to 5-5. The next week, now is where your schedule gets get a little interesting. Remember what I said. This stretch of games that you're about to play if you're Washington, right? After the L.A. Rams, you have a pretty winnable stretch of games at New York, home for Cincy, at Arizona, at Tennessee, home for Houston, home for Atlanta. That's a winnable stretch of games right there. If you're Washington, I have the Commanders at 5-5 going into week 12 on the road against Arizona. I think they win that game and get to 6-5. I have them winning 28-13. 28-13 over the Cardinals. Do I need to give you much of an explanation? Maybe Carson Beck is under center playing quarterback for Arizona at that point. I don't buy the Cardinals. They're going to be bottom feeders. They're trash. So I have Washington winning 28-13. Week number 13, another game on the road against a lowly opponent out of conference. You're on the road against Tennessee. Robert Saleh's defense in year one, I expect to be, you know, a little bit formidable. So they hold Washington to 23 points. I have the Commanders winning, though, 23-14 in week 13 on the road against the Titans. Meaning, going into week number 14 against the Houston Texans, I have the Commanders with a strong record of 7-5. Where does that put the Commanders? Maybe they're atop the NFC East at that point. Who knows? Because the other division foes for Washington have a difficult schedule as well. But I have the Commanders through week 13 at 7-5, winning 4 consecutive games at the Giants on Thursday night, home for Cincy on Monday Night Football, and then at Arizona and at Tennessee. I expect this football team to get better as the season progresses. When you're installing two new schemes, offensively, defensively, I expect you to get progressively better as the season wears on. Just my thoughts. Want yours at 1-800-636-1067. The Commanders' schedule officially released. What are your expectations for 2026? And then shoot your shot. What do you think the record will ultimately be? 1-800-636-1067. We're going to take another timeout, but I want to reset things here. Kevin Sheehan going to join us coming up in about 18 minutes, top of the 9 o'clock hour. I am going through the Commanders' schedule in fours. I look at the season in quads. Through their first four games, I have them at 2-2. Losses on the road to open the season against Philly and Dallas. Wins against Seattle in Indianapolis in weeks 3 and 4. Their next stretch of 4 games, I have them going 1 and 3, winning at home against the Giants in week 5, 30-20 to get them to 3 and 2. Then I have them losing 3 consecutive games. At San Francisco on Monday night in week 6, I think they lose 27-24, falling to 3 and 3. Week 8, hosting Philadelphia at home on Sunday Night Football, I have them losing that game 23-20, falling to 3 and 4. They host the LA Rams in week 9. I have them losing that game as well, 30-20, having a record of 3 and 5 going into a super important stretch of games. Week 10 at the Giants on Thursday night, I have a W, 24-21. They get to 4 and 5. Week number 11, hosting the Cincinnati Bengals on Monday Night Football, I have them winning 33-26. They get back to 500 with a record of 5 and 5. 6 and 5 is what they get to after their week 12 win on the road against the Cardinals, 28-13. Then 7 and 5, making it 4 consecutive W's for the Burgundy and Gold as they get geared up for a week 13 game in Nashville against Robert Saleh and the Titans. They win that one 23-14. We'll go through the next quadrant of games for the 2026 Commanders next. Alrighty, my official schedule prediction 1.0, record prediction 1.0, is officially, it's officially in the books. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. If you want to give your record prediction and expectations for the 2026 Washington Commanders, you can do so at 1-800-636-1067. I'm nervous as hell, man. The more and more I think about this, like, I'm nervous as hell. This season, there's so much on the line for this group, man. Like, everything's about proving to me that 2024 was not a fluke or a flash in the pan. Which, who's more, what version of the Commanders is more representative of who you currently are, 2024 or the 2025 season? We're just now joining us. Kevin Sheehan going to join us coming up. Top of the 9 o'clock hour. I am eager to get his prediction in terms of what the Commanders are going to be. But we've went through, I just did what, the last 5 games to myself? So we stopped at 7 and 5 after week 13 on the road against the Titans. I have them going on a 5-game winning streak. I think they win in week 14 as well at home hosting the Houston Texans. I have them winning 21-17. Improving to 8 and 5. I then have them winning again, hosting the Atlanta Falcons, week 15, moving to 9 and 5. I have them winning 26-20. Week number 16 is where the losing streak or winning streak stops. I have them falling on the road, week 16, 27-20 at the hands of Kyler Murray and the Minnesota Vikings. I think that one's going to be a tough one on the road. It ain't easy. I have them losing again, week 17, on the road against Jacksonville, 28-24. Then I have them finishing the season with their rematch against Dallas. I have them winning that one in week 18, 30-17, finishing with a record of 10-7. 10-7. It's my official 1.0 record prediction for the Washington Commanders. I have them finishing. Have them finishing at 10-7. Am I tripping? 1-800-636-1067. I have them finishing at 10-7. Does that make the playoffs? This is my question. In the NFC, does that make the playoffs? In the NFC, does it win the division? Because I expect the NFC East to beat the hell out of one another this year. Right? That's what I expect. I could be wrong, but that's what I expect. 1-800-636-1067. I have the Washington Commanders. This is my first prediction. As I mentioned, I'm going to give you several different predictions throughout the course of this offseason. Prediction 1.0 is coming here on schedule release night. Prediction 2.0 comes after mandatory minicamp wraps. Prediction 3.0 comes after training camp is over. 1-800-636-1067. I'm going to tweet this out. It is at N-E-L-L underscore BTP if you want to see this. I'm going to tweet it out. My official prediction for the 2026 Washington Commanders. Because once I put this out, and I'm getting it ready for X, getting it ready for Twitter. Once I put this out, I got to stand on it. It is what it is at that point. I got to stand on it, and I got to live with it. I'm nervous about it, guys. If I'm being real, like, I am genuinely nervous about all of this. Because last year, and I know all of you all out there can relate to this, as much fun as we had during the 2024 season, last year sucked. I was going to say a bad word. Last year sucked. Last year was not fun for the Burgundy and Gold. I expect this year to be a lot more fun for the old Washington Commanders. And if it's not fun this year, then that means the team failed to meet expectations. Speaking of expectations, what are realistic expectations for the 2026 Washington Commanders? 1-800-636-1067. I've got them finishing with a record of 10-7 in my prediction, in my 1.0 prediction, rather. Am I being too bullish? Am I being over positive? Am I looking at this with the glass half full or what? Let me know at 1-800-636-1067. Here's the thing. There's a lot that you're going to learn this year when it comes to the Washington Commanders. I hate that I can't fit all of this on one page. It's annoying me. I'm trying to like take a picture of my schedule prediction that I did here. And I'm trying to take a picture of it on my Google Doc. And of course, technology is just telling me to just shut the hell up. And it can't fit all on one page. This is annoying me. How do I get it to where, do I like, got to make a graphic or something? Like I'm literally sitting here in real time trying to figure this out. And I can't figure it out. What do I do? What do I do? 1-800-636-1067. That was kind of like, if I'm being real, that record prediction that I just gave, if I'm being frank about it, right? It kind of was the best case scenario for Washington. But what have I been saying all show long? The 2026 Washington Commanders. My saving grace is that they don't play a bunch of quarterbacks that strike fear in me. They just don't. So for that reason, yeah, I'm a little bit bullish on the old Washington Commanders. I am. Is that bullishness going to come back to bite me in the ass? Who knows? But I am bullish on the 2026 Washington Commanders. How bullish should I be? That's for you all to tell me at 1-800-636-1067. I'm tweeting it out right now, man. I'm getting it out in the ether. My 1.0 Commanders schedule prediction. My 1.0 Commander schedule prediction at N-E-L-L underscore BTP. Commander's 1.0 prediction. Tweeting it out right now. Go retweet it. Go engage with it. Do what you got to do. Some people are already tweeting at me saying nasty things. Saying, oh, you're being negative. I'm just being real. 1-800-636-1067. Comment below, people. What you think on the X app, and I'm going to put it out on Instagram as well, at N-E-L-L underscore BTP. Moosa is in Virginia, wants to check in. What's going on?
Hey, how are you, man? Love your show. Thanks for having me. Thanks for taking my call. You know, I thought in the beginning when people were talking about the schedule and who we were